Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Have you guys ever heard from a friend about something or someone, a product, a service, and you wondered, but then you heard it from a second person, and then you're like, darn, I've really got to try that? Well, you're in for a treat today. So, welcome back, you marketing mavens and purpose-driven powerhouses. This is Marketing Unleashed, where we uncork the secrets to making your business sparkle. So, I am thrilled to have with us today someone truly, truly magical. Her name is Beverly Cornell, and she is not just a branding expert, she is truly a fairy godmother of brand clarity. So she's heart-centered and she helps solopreneurs, mainly women, find their sparkle, spread joy, kindness, and wellness into the world. She is back, and I am so excited. Today, we're talking about social proof, and she's got a lot of secrets to spill. So stay tuned till the end because you're not going to want to miss the stuff that she is going to share with us because she uses this in her own business. So, my God, welcome back.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Lisa. It's so fun to always be here with you and spend time with you and share some of the magical spells that that we use with our clients and even for our own business. Because I feel like my business should be the best case study for anybody when we're working with them. So I give you all the secrets that we actually use that are really simple to help elevate your business.
Yes, and tell us. And you're right, our personal lives are what sparks our creativity. A lot of times when I'm writing, I'm like, I'm writing to myself right now. I want to inspire people, but I'm writing to myself. It's all projection. So thank you for sharing, because you have an awesome thing going and an awesome business, and your marketing is, I listen to you and it's like you're speaking directly into my head, and I'm like, she is brilliant. Like, everyone needs you in their lives. That resonate, of course, but you're really, really, really good. You've mastered the art of this marketing and your target clients. And today, I'm really excited to learn about the social proof aspect. We touched on it last episode, and I'm excited to dive in. So, what does that even mean? What is social proof?
So, I started my business about 30 years ago, and that's right. I started in the business of marketing about 30 years ago, and I've worked with small businesses and large businesses. And one thing that I have found is when something really hits, or it's like kind of repetitive, where I've heard it a few times, I'm like, I need to talk about that thing because it clearly is resonating, or it's an area where people are struggling over and over again. So this idea of social proof and testimonials and case studies has come up in our conversation and other client conversations over the last little bit. And I just felt like it's something that we need to dive into. And I think the way to kind of hit home the idea of what social proof really is and how it comes alive is I imagine before, Lisa, you've walked into like a downtown area of a small city and you've seen maybe a line of people outside of a coffee shop or outside of a restaurant. And you've also seen another restaurant that doesn't have anybody lined up outside. And back in the day, when I was a young person and I attended the clubs, the club with the line out the door was the club you wanted to go to. It wasn't the club that was easy to get into, despite that I was freezing and all the things that I had to wait in line.
I just
I was
pictured myself
willing
in
to.
a skirt in the winter, being in the long lineup, being like, I'm gonna get in.
That the one that's empty in the line and versus the one that the line stretching on the door, people are laughing, people are excited. If they're at a coffee shop, maybe they have their coffees and the steam is coming. Like that whole vision is there's like a thick, almost like a FOMO, a fear of missing out if you don't go to that place, the busy one, the one that people are lined up for. That's social proof in immediate action. It's a feeling you get. And it tells you really without a single word that this place is a favorite. And it's also trustworthy that people are probably going to have a good time. People are probably going to have a good cup of coffee. People are probably going to have a really good meal or good service if there's a line of people outside. So that's a really easy way to see social proof kind of out and about in existence. But for service-based businesses like mine, social proof is really the idea of using your existing clients, your champions, your cheerleaders, telling the world that you, your business, what you do, how you help people is the real deal. It's testimonials, it's reviews, it's case studies, endorsements, anything that shows that others have trusted you with their money, with their business, they've worked with you, experienced some kind of outcome, hopefully really phenomenal because you're amazing at what you do. And it's like getting this little warm, I think, like pat on the back or like, hey, you should use this person kind of thought when they share their experience with you and allows other people to trust, hey, you should trust this person with your business. Hey, you should trust this person with your wellness. Hey, this person will really benefit from your photography because they're struggling with their branding, whatever the case is. So we always, I don't know about you, Lisa, but I always worry when I'm making an investment into a vendor or some kind of, you know, process, am I making a good decision? You know, am I wasting the precious little budget I have to invest in this particular thing, especially for solopreneurs who do everything, to even let that go is such an incredibly hard thing from a monetary and even like mindset, right? Like I'm going to like,
do you I gotta trust let them? Go.
Right. Do I trust them? Do I trust them? So when you see another person that has had a very similar experience, let's say they feel stuck in marketing or they feel stuck and you see that someone else has had a really good experience and they've shared and it connects with their story, it creates an immediate, almost immediate sense of safety and possibility for that particular customer and for ourselves. It's not us, like you and me saying, Lisa, hey, we're amazing, you should use us. We're good at that. It's them. It's the actual. So we use the story brand model from Donald Miller. I don't know if you know that particular book, but it's all about the client is the hero and you are the guide. So it's all about the heroes themselves and their own stories of transformation, sharing the journeys, the successes they've had with you as their guide. And, you know, we really love this concept of hero and guide and how we're not the center of it. It's the hero, it's the client that's the center. And we just provide the path and the magic that helps them get there. But it's totally a partnership. And this idea of you, the client, as the hero and us as trusted guide is at the very heart of the approach of how we work and how we suggest a lot of our service-based providers work as well. And testimonials and social proof bring that work, that truth alive so beautifully. So the social proof is, it is, I'm going to say it, it's magical.
No, it really is. The first thing I do when I go on like a website that sells clothes is look at the reviews, testimonials. When I'm looking at a book, what are other people say? What is it rated? And if it doesn't say anything, then sometimes I don't purchase it because it's a risk. It's such a risk.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many options now, right, to choose from. It's a lot noisier of space. You know, back when I was a kid, I'm going to like totally date myself here. You know, we had the Sears catalog or whatever, but that was really only place you bought, you know, from. And now there's so many choices on Amazon. There's like what you put in red shirt, there's hundreds.
Really?
So you rely on those reviews to help you know if it's a good quality, if the service provider is good, you know, the person who's providing the product is good, if they have good feedback, if they have good customer service. Like there's so many things that go into a really good business nowadays that you completely rely. And even it's not just the one review, Lisa, I feel like it's the one that has the most reviews too. Like if this one has 300 reviews, I'm going to think it's more legit and not gamed if it has more reviews. So it's even the number of reviews that help you, like you said, make the best decision when you're making decisions for a service provider or a shirt. It doesn't really matter. Those reviews are gold. They're gold.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. 100%.
They affirm the magic you already have. And I don't know about you, but business owners that I've worked with are notoriously not very good at tooting their own horn. You know, they, They aren't showing up in front of their businesses yet. When they work with us, they tend to do that more, but they aren't very good at talking about themselves. But talking about yourself and saying, "Hey, I'm amazing," is one thing. But when 10 other people say, "Beverly is amazing, you should work with her," there's just a whole different level of trust that you are given than you wouldn't
Yep.
have. So you might have doubts in the process and wondering if you're truly doing that thing, but the other people can help you say this is a good business decision for you. And I felt like you felt, and I've also feel like this now after working with the service provider, and it's amazing. So I strongly recommend it. The other part of it that I think is so critical, and we talked about this a couple episodes, we've talked about it a few times now, is the idea of banishing the flying monkeys, an unexpected benefit that I've had with getting testimonials, Lisa, has been that we work so incredibly hard on our
Yeah.
businesses, and I always used to
Oh,
think
I
that
know what you're going to say. Oh.
the work should speak for itself. And when you're pouring your heart and your soul into your work, and it feels so hard some days, and that you are like maybe even thinking about turning it in, like this is not, because you have those little flying monkey doubts of like, who's going to care? Is it perfect enough? The self-criticism that we all share, it's so human to have that. But then you get a testimonial from a client. You hear the client's voice. You hear their joy. And they're sharing with you how you finally helped them with this thing. You finally helped them feel more confident. You finally brought more clarity. You finally somehow enabled them to live their life better, or for our case, to spread their message more widely and connect with more people. Oh my gosh. It is like this moment of like the best spell to banish all the flying monkeys, and really hearing them and seeing them, it makes your impact so incredibly real and undeniable.
Totally. It validates, it gives you that validation. I know we don't need that validation in this line of work that we're doing. Like servant leaders truly just want to help people thrive. But it is, I know what you're saying. And as soon as you said it's an added bonus that I didn't even realize until they started coming in, is you hear how many people you're helping. You hear you, it's one thing for you to say, I just helped Lisa with her business and now she is thriving because of my marketing advice. But then when I say, oh my God, Beverly did what she said is 100% accurate. And then I go into it. It just, A, it makes you feel like I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what I need to be doing. I need to continue doing what I'm doing. And then it gives that validation. And more people want to hear about it. More people want to talk about it. It's just the way it works. And just you knowing that you're doing the right thing, like, you're
Solidifies your
doing what you should
purpose.
be doing.
It
Yes.
solidifies your purpose, and it's a tangible, touchable reminder of the profound difference that you are making in the world. It
Yes.
my fire, Lisa. Like it like adds the extra grit I need maybe to overcome this next challenge. And it keeps my passion really lit up. And it actually makes me stand a little taller and more confident in my unique magic and what I'm sharing with the world. It's such a powerful validation that keeps you so completely aligned with your why. Like it just,
Yes.
and I didn't expect that. That was very unexpected. Nor like you said, like I think it was needed. Like I just do the work to do the work. But when I started being really intentional and strategic about how I ask first testimonials and incorporate it into our customer journey, it was this incredible benefit that I didn't even know that I needed. It like gets you through the hard days. It really is helpful.
Totally.
It's helpful.
So I now need to know, like, how do you get these enchanting endorsements without feeling like you're begging or adding another task? Because it's one thing to want them, but then to make it happen.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are afraid to ask for testimonials. Like you said, like you don't want to be a bother. And are they really prepared to hear what the testimonial is going to say? And
Right?
to
What if
me,
it's bad or negative?
and I always say I want the truth because I can learn from that and I can really, my business can benefit from it, but you have to be ready for that, right? You have to be okay to like take that feedback. And sometimes the feedback, you have to be also wise enough that the feedback might not even be for you. It might be for them. So you just need to be open to that. But I would say 99.9% of the time, Lisa, it's positive and it's great. And it's exactly what I think it needs to be shared. So we have this beautiful rhythm that we've created that integrates completely into our customer journey. So we have a pretty rigorous process of developing your customer journey, but also not just what has to happen at every touch point, but how does the customer feel at every touch point? And how do we weave some more magic into it along the way? So we do some really fun things. We send out little care packages full of unicorn gummy shaped gummies and like cotton candy, and like it smells like cake when you open it. Like we try to incorporate some things that are just like magical that way. But also we do certificates. Like when they complete stuff, we give them a certificate. Everyone loves a certificate. So like we do some magical things to make people just feel really proud of the work they have done with us, because it is working on your marketing and having a transformation from I don't know where I sit to like a confident state is a lot of work, and we want to acknowledge where they've come. So we do a lot of deep work, and we do this work mostly on Zoom calls. Like a lot of service providers who are doing consulting and things like that are working through Zoom. They're not doing in-person experiences anymore, especially since COVID. So for us, every single time we've wrapped up an incredible session with a client, so maybe it was our Brand Spark deep dive where they found more clarity, or perhaps it was one of our Brand Ignite intensives where their whole vision came to life finally, like their brand was living, their website was living, and they're really excited. They're at their most excited moment. They're buzzing with the energy you've just created for them, feeling that profound shift in themselves. And this is the exact moment you want to get their feedback. So right at the end of each experience level with us, with that glow of transformation that's really still so vibrant, we ask them a series of thoughtful questions. Not just did you like it, but questions that really invite them to reflect on their specific journey with us. We ask things like, what was life like before we started working together? What were you struggling with? What made you decide this was the time now to do the thing that we did together? What made you choose Wickedly Branded over other options? How was this service, this partnership, how we work together, Lisa? How has that shifted things for you? What is different now?
Yes, impact.
What transformation have you experienced, and how do you feel? What was it really like working with us, with me, with the team? And finally, do you think Who do you think absolutely needs this kind of support, and what would you tell them? It's kind of like a mini interview. It's like it could be 10, 15 minutes, Lisa.
Those are beautiful questions, though. I love your questions so much because you can ask a million questions, but if you're not asking the right questions, you're not going to get the most powerful testimonial, the most magical, as you call it, because you're literally asking the right questions. I love those questions. Brilliant.
You have to be intentional and strategic in every part of this and every part of your business and your process. Otherwise, it's a wasted opportunity. And I always start off with like, oh, I'm so glad you're so excited. Can I take a few minutes to just ask you how your experience is? And they're like, yeah, sure. And they're so excited. They're like brimming with like, they want to talk about you. They want to tell you how they've experienced the thing. Now, we know that our experience is pretty freaking magical, and there's lots of reasons why, but we want to capture that. It's really like a little mini interview, and we record it because it's on Zoom. So we have the heartfelt responses, not something contrite or something. And so it's crucial that we have it in a way that's really natural. And at the end of the interview, we say, would you mind if we put together a little video and use it as a testimonial from this conversation? Never had someone say no. And now they don't have to like think real hard and like be all polished and think they have to like say the perfect words, and it's like from a script and it doesn't really fit them. And they've let their guard down, and they're not worried about being recorded because we've already been on a conversation for the last hour or whatever it is. So it feels so true and genuine and conversational, and it's not stiff or scripted or like stuffy. So it makes their feedback so much more human and authentic to anybody who's watching it that's potentially wanting to work with us. So then, this is the key part. This is the secret. So listen up. We always
We're
ask
listening.
every single time, we always ask that question about can we use it? And they say yes. So it's just a natural extension. But from there, since we have the permission to use their amazing words, this is where the real alchemy happens. We do two main things with those transcripts. First, we take the transcript and we feed it into our custom AI brand assistant that we've created, our very own digital strategist. And we do this for our clients too. We create custom digital strategists for them too. And we ask it to marry their authentic words with our strategic search terms to craft a testimonial that we can then actually send them written as a Google review. So we'll say, thank you so much. In our follow-up email, we'll say, thank you so much. We loved this, whatever the next step is for them. By the way, we've taken the transcript. We created this particular testimonial for you. Two, three lines, kind of hitting the highlights, putting a couple SEO terms there that Google really likes. And then we actually, so it has the essence of our story. It has a little bit of sparkle, stays absolutely true to them. We want it to feel like them and not like a robot wrote it. So I always like polish it and make sure it's good. And then I send that email. And then I also include a clickable link to our Google review page.
Beautiful.
So now I say to them, hey, if you wouldn't mind to do this, please review this, tweak as you want. But now the essence of what I want is there. And I've literally taken their words. So it's essentially them. Put in a couple things there that make it, what we want it to be. And all I have to do is copy, click the link, and paste. We've made it the least amount of friction in the process. So they were like, oh yeah, sure. And they do it. And I would say 95% do that. So now I have a video testimonial and I have a Google review. But
Beautiful.
it doesn't stop there, Lisa. This is the other really important part of it that most people, I think, forget. The second thing we do is we keep a running, inspiring collection of all of our testimonials in a Google Doc. So we feed
Beautiful.
this entire document back into our custom AI again. Why? Why is that key? Because then we ask it to create things like sales copy, blog ideas, social media captions based directly on their words. Our clients are our best marketers. They're like salespeople for us. They speak the language of the client perfectly because they are a client. They don't use any industry jargon so that we could go on in days for like, oh, your customer journey and a search engine optimization. We could talk like that all day long. But when we weave their words into our content, into our blogs and our sales pages, it's like hits the client in a totally different way. So for example, like one of our clients was like, Beverly, before Beverly, I felt like I was shouting into the void, but now I have a clear and shining path. Now, what's lovely is a lot of our clients use some magical terms now because we've taught them those things.
Yes, I
So,
love it.
but we might create a blog post that's titled, Are You Shouting Into the Void? Find your shining path with brand clarity. Like we'll literally turn their phrase into the blog post title. We use their authentic expressions to showcase what our specific transformation feels like and looks like for others. And it helps our audience, our specific niche, those heart-centered solopreneurs, see how their business could also improve with us as their partner. Because they see someone who looks just like them, sounds like them, talks like them, looks like them, has the same pain points, has the same aspirations, talking in their language, connecting. Because I think a lot of times we as service providers are so stuck in what we do that we don't oftentimes use the language of the client. We use our own language because we've been so educated in the topic, and sometimes it's too highbrow, too up in the weeds and not enough into like the actual thing that the client is looking for. So using their words, and then the other side of it is we also incorporate our testimonials into our stories and blogs, and we'll take bits and pieces to create examples of how we've done the thing. So we're talking about clarity. We'll say, oh, when we talked to Jennifer from this company, she was feeling like this, and afterwards she felt like this, and put her words. Like we don't have to then prove it. We can actually just share it.
Yeah, 100%. I love the customer speaks the language that other customers want to hear. And we always overcomplicate it because as the expert in your business, you're going to use terms because you know like what the results are supposed to be. So then people hear that. And I made that mistake when I first started in this line of work is I'm like talking about all these things in a high level way. And until I started using words like, you know, are you feeling blah today? Like, do you just feel crappy for no reason? Like just like relating to people. It was a huge game changer. But I always remind people that like when I'm doing interviews like this with you, it's like, I'm going to let's help you relate to other people because you're the expert. You're going to talk in this high level way. We need to make it relatable.
Yes.
And when your customers are giving you the testimonials, oh my God, it's brilliant. Like their words that they're using. Oh, just love it. So smart. And I love your Google Doc. I want to read it because I bet you it'll be like the Wizard of Oz. Like it would be so fun to read.
The 10 to 15 minute interview too gives you so much language. Like it gives you so much to choose from. So we have those 4 to 6 content pillars that we've talked about in the past on the episodes. We have those, and then we actually will ask AI to pull their phrases into those 4 to 6 content pillars. So we have them like as a library to reference when we're talking about specific topics. So you begin to build social proof around, again, very intentionally, very strategically around what you are sharing, the transformation you offer, the services you offer, your why, your purpose, how you connect to your niche, like whatever that looks like for you. Plus, you have all this like data now, which is amazing because AI loves data, right? You also have the food or the stuff you need to feed to Google because Google is a super smart librarian, right?
Super
and
smart.
It wants to give searchers the best and most relevant answers, which AI is starting to do with snippets and stuff now too, to questions that people are inputting into the Google machine, right? Huh? So when people are looking for your service, they're searching for you, the service that you offer. Google looks for signals on websites that know that you're trustworthy. And so that you're active, that you're providing value, and nothing, absolutely nothing else that you will create screams trustworthy louder than an authentic review. So Google sees reviews as the most powerful indicator of your business's credibility and relevance in search. So the more reviews, especially positive ones, but even if you get a negative one, it's how you handle it. We do a lot of training on that as well. Tells Google that you are a legitimate, valuable service provider. And this one thing can significantly boost your visibility in local search results, moving you up the ranks to a more prominent position. Obviously, you want to be into the first three, putting you in directly in front of the clients that you are actively looking for the service that you're providing, right? So it's like Google, when you have those reviews and those testimonials and the things, it's giving you a golden stamp of approval and helping your brand really sparkle far more in the search results if you didn't have those actual reviews. And you have to continue to do them every single time. It's why it's part of our customer journey. Every single one, you want to have that ongoing nature because Google loves fresh food, freshness. It likes perpetual. It is like a perpetually hungry beast. I call it the machine that wants new and relevant information all the time. A business with reviews from 2 years ago looks far less active and trustworthy and less relevant than a business that has new and consistent reviews coming in. So ongoing reviews signal that your business is thriving, that you're continually serving new clients, that your services are still really current and valuable to Google and then to the potential searcher. So it keeps your visibility right up there, ensures that you maintain that prime real estate for certain search results. Plus, for those potential customers who are looking for those clients that you want, recent reviews feel much more relevant and reassuring, right? Lisa, you've seen those like, oh, they have one from yesterday versus one from a year ago. It tells you that it's a better company to work with.
It does. And what you said about like, the, I just want to touch on getting a bad review. For me personally, when I'm looking at a business and I'm reading reviews, when I see a review that is not perfect and 5 stars and maybe there was an issue, that makes it more real to me.
For
That
sure.
makes me relate to that company more. And I'm like, okay, so good. They're not perfect. They're like, right? It makes them more real. So I almost look for the little negative reviews, because it's so easy to craft all these positive things, but a real experience is all the things. So it just adds that credibility.
Well, not only that, but it also allows you an opportunity to share what kind of business you are. So if you get a negative review and you reply and be like, hey, this is, I really appreciate your feedback. This is not how we want to do things. I'm going to follow up and call you, whatever. It shows that you actually freaking care as a business.
Yes.
People
All
expect you
for
to be
two the
perfect.
G. Love it.
Yes, they expect you to be perfect, but they do expect you to be real. So, mistakes are going to happen. That happens, but it's how you handle that situation that really shows the potential client what you're made of. So those are great opportunities to shine, because you can be like, thank you. This is not how, our focus is on good customer service, and this is a training opportunity. Like, you can take that and spin it in such a way that is so valuable to the potential client who's going to review you later. So that might have been an issue with that particular client, but it also can resonate down the road with potential clients and how you actually serve, how you do business, how you treat people. All those things can become very prevalent in those responses to negative reviews. So many of our clients panic and they want to like say something really kind of ugly back. And I'm like, no. Let us craft something. And then you can bless it, but they're always like, you take the emotion out of it and you make it a real learning opportunity. And that's what we always want to take from those negative reviews, is how does this a learning opportunity? Now, some people are just mean and nasty, and that's fine, but you still need to reply to every single review, even the negative ones, to show what you're made of. Doesn't matter.
Agreed. And there are just people out there that unfortunately troll, and they're really not doing well,
Miserable.
and they're struggling. So they're projecting onto other people who are trying to be successful and putting good things out in the world. So it's just the way it is. But I love that. Respond to every single one and show up. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and I think even I'm going to twist it a little bit further for you. When you have incredible service, share it, because so
Yes.
small business owners are just, they need your reviews. So be generous in your reviews as well. I very rarely give a negative review because I know what that means to them. But I do it in a way where they may be able to learn from it and like improve their processes. I'll do it from that perspective. My reviews are very rarely ever just one sentence. I give a few things just because I know how beneficial it is for Google and for them. So I always say, if you have good service, you should definitely give them a kind review. It means a lot from Google. It means a lot for their business. And we're all trying just to make a living, so how can you support a small business? That's the greatest way. You don't even have to, you can go buy the one thing, but that will do more for them than so many other things that you could do for them. So be generous in your reviews, especially your kind ones. And if you do a negative review, always be thoughtful in how you present it so that they can learn from it and grow from it.
Absolutely. Shows a lot your character too. So you can flip that. If you leave a negative review and you're awful, people can look to see who you are, and it just shows a lot of your character. So.
Oh my gosh, I always joke with that. Like, people are not dumb. They can read the review and right away know this person's an idiot. Like, just a cranky, cranky old person who doesn't, whatever. Like, they can tell right away by the tone of your email or your testimonial on whether you're just trying to help or like that you really had a bad experience or they're just a
Or
miserable
stir
person.
the pot.
Yes. So be thoughtful in that. And I think it will also, like you said, show the kind of character you have in the process. From there. So because these businesses, they're just trying to do their best, right? And sometimes they have an employee who's new, or sometimes like we're all just trying to do our best. I don't think anybody is intentionally trying to be a jerk. So don't intentionally be a jerk either in the process.
Amen. Amen. Did we talk about the video testimonials, or shall we move on to the next section of this episode? the straightforward three-step plan that people can implement today. I know that's coming, but I think you
Well,
wanted to give some pro tips on the video testimonials before we moved on.
I'm going to do that, but I think before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about how to use testimonials in your marketing. So now you have like the AI custom bot that's like reading, telling you some of their words and all the things, but you also want to make sure you spread that magic everywhere. That
Yes.
everywhere. Of course, they belong on your website. On every single page, you should do one. Like that's how it is. We actually, on the back end of YouTube, when we upload and post, we do a little bit of editing. We'll put the questions. I'm not in the testimonial videos. We edit me out completely. So we try to just make it the words of the customer, not anything that I'm saying. So we might like do a screen that says, what was your, you know, how was your, what was the transformation you experienced? And then have them talk about it. So a little light editing on that. And then the end card will say like our contact information or whatever. But, and we put a little music in there and make it like nice and whatever. But we create a playlist for every single service. So we have all of our brand spark deep dive experiences in one playlist. So then we can grab that playlist embed code and put that anywhere we want. That when we relate it to our brand spark experience. So you can be really organized with that as well. But we have it on the homepage. We have a few select ones that are on there that are really important. We have them sprinkled throughout our service pages where they're the most relevant, I think, when people are looking for the transformation experience. But we highly de recommend a dedicated testimonials or client love page. This is a landing page that simply has all of your videos on there and any written on there. And I always say you should probably use the first name and the last initial in the business. And sometimes you need to get permission, especially if we're with government contractors and things like that. Sometimes they cannot endorse you. So you might need to put anonymous from state organization or something like that. But the more specific you can be, the more that you can put a picture, the more you can put a video, the more specific you can be, the more authentic it feels. You want a place where you can send people if somebody is looking for, like, so if there's somebody kind of on the fence, sometimes I'll just send them a link to our testimonials page. Like, hey, these are
Right.
other customers we've worked with. This is some of their experiences. This might help you decide where you want to go next. It's a really nice way of other people talking about you that you don't have to like prove or convince or whatever at that point. So the pro tip on the video testimonials, they said that I think you're alluding to is, that's the most important. That's the most powerful. And even though Google Reviews doesn't allow you to have a video testimonial in the review section, you can still add the videos to your Google Maps page. So still do that so that it's there if people are poking around. But if you have a list of videos on your website, like we do, we have many video testimonials. We take the most resonant line, the most powerful phrase that truly captures the essence of their particular transformation or the unique benefit that of working with us that they may have found. And we display the one-liner below the video. So that if you're looking at a page of 20 videos, Lisa, I'm probably not going to watch all those, right? But I might
Yeah.
watch one and then I might look at the other one-liners going, okay, I see what they're doing here.
Yeah.
So you can use AI for this too. Take the transcript, ask for the most resonant line for your niche, the most powerful phrase that truly captures the essence of what it's like to work with you or the ultimate benefit they're going to get at the end of working with you, and put it below or next to that video so that people can quickly, skimming, we're in a skimming society today, grasp the core message. And if they're intrigued, they can always watch the full video, right? But gather as many as you can and keep adding to the library. Because when they come to your page and there's an overwhelming amount of social proof on your page, it's like a no-brainer decision. Like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Totally.
Okay, I'm in kind of thing. You
Like
know, let's
someone
go.
pushing you over the edge, like pushing you off the cliff. You're in. Yep. Agreed.
Yes, it's just like all it is doing is nobody wants to take a risky decision. So all it's doing is confirming and making a good choice. You're just choice is what you're doing.
Agreed.
So as many as you can, integrate it into your process and then take those best bits. And if you go to wickedlybranded.com and you look at our testimonials page or look at our homepage even, you'll see that best line underneath. that really like weave things that it's like, you know, we talk about clarity a lot. Yes, I found the clarity I needed. Like, we'll actually put some of those lines that reaffirm our brand promise in there so you can see it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So now are you going to tell us your three-step plan, the beautiful thing that we've all been waiting for?
Three steps, right? Because it's always like you have to have a path in what we do, like the yellow brick road, your own version of that, to unlock this element of magic for your social proof. So the first thing is you want to cultivate the conversation and capture the gold every single time. So even if you don't record it, you should take notes about it and then send it to them so that you're doing the heavy lifting, not them. Always, right. Always, always. And you want to make sure, and I love that the questions that we asked you liked, Lisa, that you ask those transformative questions, those intentional questions at every single offboarding or wrap up conversation that you have, and especially for those video calls, and focus on that before and after transformation. Asking what was life like before, what made you choose us, what transformation did you experience with us, what was it like working with us? Always, always, always ask permission to use their words afterwards. You want them to say yes. And if, obviously, if you're using video, you actually have proof of them saying yes, right? So you want to make sure you acknowledge that this is there. Because like I said, sometimes with the state ones, other things, there are some ethics that they are not allowed to share some of those words. So you just need to be really careful with that and honor their particular situation. But this step, this one, the why this works so well, is it ensures that you capture those rich, impactful stories, their actual words, authentic client words, and ensures that you have consent and you reduce that fruitful burden of them having to figure out the testimonial and having to share it and all that stuff. Like, you're reducing that friction for them. So this can cultivate that conversation and capturing the gold in that process and being really intentional about that is the first step. The second step is to transform your words into those impactful, their words into those impactful testimonials. So use their authentic recorded words, leverage those AI tools to help draft those testimonials, but always, always, always personally review and refine them to make them like the exact testimonials that you want. Then provide the easy direct links for sharing on platforms like Google or Yelp or wherever you want your reviews to sit. Ask them for one. Don't ask them for 10. Just say, hey, can you share on this one platform? Don't overwhelm them. Again, you want to make this as easy as possible to say, yeah, I'm going to share that, no problem. And then this tackles, I think for the client themselves, fears of like how they're going to show up on the testimonial, right? Because they're like, right. Oh, I got to write this testimonial. Is it going to make them happy? Is it going to be what they want me to say? Am I saying it the right way? Like, people get in their own way when they want to share a testimonial. Yeah. So this will increase your review rates and really help you with that Google beast feeding that I think is so important consistently and regularly to make sure that you're getting those particular thoughts out there for people to see that you are still relevant today, but also push you closer and closer to those top spaces that you want to own on Google and AI for sure. And then the last step, the third step, is you want to make sure you're amplifying the heck out of these things, these stories, because you want them to connect with those dream clients and affirm, lastly, your purpose. Like, the last little bonus benefit is affirming you. So create a testimonial vault or library. Weave your client language into all of your marketing, website, social, blogs, everything. Consistently add those new reviews and regularly add or listen to testimonials when you are feeling a little down in the dumps to reaffirm your own impact and silence those freaking flying monkeys full of doubt, imposter syndrome, and all the things. Like, it is so helpful. It ensures when you have this vault and you're regularly interweaving them into your stuff, like everywhere, it resonates more deeply and it helps with your SEO and it empowers other business owners It empowers you as the business owner to reinforce your purpose, your passion, your why, your zone of genius, so that you don't give up, that you do push through, because it's hard sometimes being everything to everyone, serving consistently. It's so huge. So if you do those three things with your testimonials, it will transform. It will create so much more magic in your marketing and for you and your purpose. It will feed your soul in a way that you didn't even know you needed to be fed.
Man, that's so powerful. Man, it's been so great chatting with you today. Thanks so much for sharing all your enchanted magic with us. Such great tips.
Yeah, we really want, you know, I joke I'm a marketing therapist, but we really want to help our clients find that crystal clear why, and then really create those unique opportunities for them to set them apart. And when you help them, when you find these stories for them, that really helps them get to the next level. You know, like that helps them see themselves differently. It helps the client see themselves different, see them differently. So when your purpose is shining through, like you're unstoppable, right? There's just no way to stop you. So I love being here with you, Lisa. I can't wait for next time. And for anyone who's feeling a little fuzzy and their brand's direction, or just needing like a little sprinkle of clarity, I'd love for you to visit wickedlybranded.com. We have a really fun quiz. It takes like 3 minutes on your brand clarity. It can help you kind of see exactly where your brand needs a little bit extra sparkle and give you some tips that will help you go forward.
Amazing. Thank you to our audience for tuning in. That was truly a magical episode. Don't be afraid to ask for testimonials. That's the message I got today. Ask your clients to validate the work that you're doing so that you can continue to do it and help so many more people. It's for the greater good. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Have a good day, everyone.